Welcome everyone, and sorry for the delay. So this is our ninth conference call. Today is April 17th. I have on the line Manal, Iftikhar, Sarmad, Ali, Zahid, and Amr. I sent you an agenda yesterday. I hope he's hi Manal.
Sorry, we also have Christine here with me.
Okay, and we have Christine as well. Thank you. Okay, so the first item on the agenda is regarding Matrix, and I'm not gonna repeat what I said on the email and just the kind of discussion we had previously on how to measure the sort of progress of the implementation and all this. I just want to hear from you what suggestions you have in order to improve the matrix that are currently included in the draft. If anyone has any suggestion, whether on the criteria or on specific matrix that should be included. There was a discussion at some point on whether we should be more specific in our matrix in terms of numbers or percentages, or we can just be as generic as saying, well, you know, increase in certain activities or certain training or certain numbers and all this. So anyone has any suggestions?
This is Amr. Some of the metrics that were suggested during the panel discussion in Beijing seem reasonable. They also seem a bit ambitious, I think. But those could be considered as well in terms of the metrics for the domain name industry, at least. As far as the metrics for the third part, community development, I have a few suggestions maybe for more specific cases, specifically for involvement in ICANN as opposed to other fora of internet governance. Maybe we could also try to measure in terms of outcomes, not of outputs, the number of representatives from Middle East across different stakeholder groups who participate in working groups, who are maybe appointed by the NOMCOM to positions in ICANN, and who also become elected, whether in constituency or stakeholder group executive committees or on councils, different councils, whether CCNSO or GNSO.
Okay, I'm just to make sure that I got what you said. I'm sorry, I couldn't get it all. But in the beginning, you said that you thought that some of the suggested matrix were too ambitious, and I think you were referring to the part on DNS or domain name industry. Is that correct?
Yeah, I do. I think they are significant metrics. I think they are ambitious, not too ambitious. They are ambitious metrics, and I guess if we have a three-year period to conduct our work, then within 3 years, perhaps some of these metrics might significantly change in terms of developing the DNS industry in the Middle East region. I think they're very good metrics. And we should consider adding them to the measured outcomes of the DNS industry part of our strategy. And was there a question about the second part?
Okay, if you have, I'm sorry, I have difficulty hearing you. Probably you need to speak louder. If you have any specific suggestions for Matrix regarding substitution constituencies or, whatever you were referring to, I can just put them in an email because personally I couldn't get what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Okay, sure. Okay.
This is Zahid. I couldn't catch who it was speaking right now, but I think I understand what they're saying. I can hear them clearly. And basically the point that was being made, and I hope you can hear me when I speak now, was that the metrics may be too, not altogether, but a little bit ambitious. This is something that was identified in Beijing. And maybe what we need to do is think of outcomes as opposed to output. And I think that's a very good point. I completely would support that. And as a suggestion from my side, I would say maybe we should work on an implementation plan which might take into account the fact that some things can be implemented earlier than later.
So is the suggestion here is to put metrics that measure the outcomes, not the output? Is that the suggestion?
I think that... I'm not sure who spoke because I couldn't recognize the voice, but the person who said that, yes, I think they made the distinction between outcome and outputs, and I think they focused on outcomes as opposed to outputs. But maybe we can have him input again.
Yeah, this is Amr. I made the input, and yes, I do believe that outcomes would be a better metric for measurement than output in terms of how effective the work of this working group is. Try to recap quickly. Behev, can you hear me better right now?
Yeah, I can. Go ahead and try to speak closer and louder, please. Closer to the microphone and louder as much as you can.
Okay. Well, what I was saying is that some of the metrics suggested during the panel discussion in Beijing regarding the domain name industry, they do seem ambitious. But they're still very good metrics. And if we do manage to make a significant impact or change in the region over a three-year period with these metrics, that would be a very good thing, I think. In terms of part three of the strategy of the Internet governance ecosystem, I had a few suggestions for metrics, but specifically concerning ICANN, and maybe more than other fora, Internet governance fora. Such as how many new members join different stakeholder groups and constituencies in ICANN, how many people from the region are elected to positions such as executive committees or councils, how many people participate in working groups, how many people from the region are appointed by the NomCon to different positions in ICANN as well. I think these could all be very specific and very good metrics. If we manage to get those numbers up within a three-year period, that would be a good thing as well. Was that clear?
I got it now. Yeah, it was clear. Now, when you say how many people, do you mean that in that the matrix has to specify certain number or a certain increase in the number as a percentage, like, 20% increase every year or two more people per constituency or whatever? I mean, do you mean to be specific in that or just to say increase in number of people,
No, I think being specific is a better measurement for this outcome. We say, for example, within these 3 years, we've had two or three people elected to the GNSO Council. We've had one person appointed to the board by the NomCon, for example. We've had one person elected to the executive committee of this constituency, and so forth.
And a CEO.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Now,
sure.
The one thing I'm still not clear about whether we're talking about measuring outputs or outcomes. because from what I can see in the draft documents right now, at least in the in the majority of the matrix, we're actually talking about measuring outputs. All the matrix in relation to you know, increases in number of workshops or training or trainers or trainees, and even with root server instances, even when you, Amr, when you say about the participation in ICANN and number of people on constituents and all this, all these, I guess, are more of outputs than outcomes, but I may be wrong. So if anyone wants to clarify that.
Well,
Bahar, I think what...
Go ahead, Zaid. Sorry.
Okay. No, what I wanted to say was I think the point that is being made by Amr is that, you know, we don't want to exclude outcomes because if we focus simply on output. And when you look at outcomes, I think when we look at outcomes, we can include outputs within the concept of outcomes as well. But then if we only look at outputs, then all the things that were listed by Amr right now wouldn't necessarily be classified under that head. And we'll be losing the ability to be able to demonstrate that there's certain interesting outcomes also, which may not necessarily be outputs, which are very helpful and show progress in, of the region, et cetera. So I think to me, that makes perfect sense, because under the heading of outcomes, you can have outputs, you can have outcomes of people being appointed to places and behavioral changes and inclusion and participation as well. So I think it's outcome is a broader heading, and I think I agree with Amr there.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie. That's pretty much, I couldn't have said that better. Thank you.
Cheers, man. Thanks.
Okay. Any other comments or suggestions? Okay, I hear none. Okay, item two on the agenda is about the, again, to continue the discussion we had in Beijing in the face-to-face meeting. There was suggestion to list all the organizations that should be involved in the implementation of the strategy. And I think there was an agreement that this exercise should be done. So my question now is, what is the next step? I mean, should we do this section by section, like for each focus area we identify the partners or the organizations, or we should have one comprehensive, or maybe not comprehensive, but at least one list for, you know, the whole strategy. So what do you guys think? Sarmad, I guess you were the proposer of this list. So do you have any insight on how we can move forward with this?
So this is again related to organizations, and I guess what I was suggesting was that we at least have an initial list of people or organizations.
Sorry, I can hardly hear you, Sharma. Sorry, can you speak louder and closer to the mic? I'm sorry, we have a very bad.
Is this any better?
Well, I'm not sure. Carry on.
Okay. So the idea is that we actually need to at least have a list of organizations up front we would like to see engaged, so that we can actually start planning things more in a more focused way. and we actually do an exercise and try to list as many of these organizations as possible. Again, focusing more on organizations which are very directly relevant, and we want to see in a way engaged in the process. So I'll just say that much for now.
Okay, so I'm not sure if I was the only one not able to hear Sarmad, but again, probably Sarmad, I'll ask you to put your contribution on an email and share it with us. I couldn't get what you said. I'll have to go back to the recording to get what you said. Sorry for that.
Sure.
Any other questions on this point? Is it Ali?
Yes, Farhad, with this point, we are speaking about a suggestion that for a local or international organizations to be part of the implementation. So as far as I understand is that we are putting a suggestion's names for the organizations that to be part of this. So on a local level or on international level. So I think this is going to be a bit difficult to identify or even to get them actually part of the implementation. It could be only a suggestion, a list, but during the implementation, these organizations have to agree to be part of that implementation. So whatever we will do here is going to be part of only suggestions. But in the real world, we are not sure whether this organization will be interested to be in the implementation plan or not. Am I right?
Right, and I think, Ali, just to add to what you said, I think in Beijing there was also a suggestion that, you know, we should try to reach out to some of those organizations and, you know, explain to them what the strategy is about and what their role could be in the implementation. So there is some outreach effort that needs to be done as well, and you know, I think in the end, whatever list we're going to come up with still may include parties that may not eventually come on board. But you know, as some of you said in Beijing, that we need to have like three categories of organizations here or partners. The one that we must have, and then the ones we would like to have, and then the ones we would love to have. So I'm not sure whether this complements what you're saying, but you know, there is no guarantee that, you know, each and every organization listed is going to have a role, but at the same time, there is an outreach effort we need to exert in order to try to get as many partners as possible to help with the implementation.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I would agree on that, because doing the outreach, first of all, will help us to get the interested partner or organization to be part of our implementation plan.
Okay.
This is Aunt. Could I add something?
Go ahead, Aunt.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that, I mean, I'm all for creating a list of potential partners or organizations that we would like to perform outreach to get them involved in the work of this group over the next 3 years. But I'm going to go ahead and also assume that over the course of a three-year plan, it will not be a problem to keep this list flexible and dynamic in a way that maybe new organizations or new identified partners could be approached as well that we hadn't considered before. But maybe sometimes even you might find organizations that sort of pop up that hadn't existed before. And I hope it wouldn't be a problem to just be a bit dynamic or flexible on this point, so that we do not restrict ourselves an initial list over a course of 3 years. Would that be agreeable?
This is Zahid. I would support that.
Yeah, I support that too. I think we have no choice but to be dynamic and to continue the outreach efforts. You know, in the end, we're not going to come up with a perfect list of partners from day one, and I'm sure this will develop over time. So I totally agree. Any other comments on this point? Okay. The third item on the agenda is regarding comments and feedback. So far we haven't got comments via email or through the online forum. We've got some comments during the Beijing public session. I included this in one of my emails. I'm going to skim over the comments very very quickly. But the one thing I want to ask everyone. I mean, first of all, if we don't get any feedback, I think that's fine. That should not prevent us from completing the task and, you know, finalizing the document. But at the same time, we still have a couple of days, and I would encourage you to try to, you know, reach out to your circles and get people who are familiar with ICANN to send us comments on the document. The feedback we got during the session in Beijing, one participant said that it would be very important to get some baseline data about number of registrants in the region, number of registrants per capita, compare this to other regions, and also to information on number of domain names per business online, whether CTLD domain or CCTLD domain. The same participant also noted that the domain name industry is very much linked to the content industry, and while ICANN is not into the latter, but it can still engage or take part in content-related initiatives, so to try to stimulate more interest in the domain name industry. There was also a comment on the importance of trying to follow up closely on what's going on at a global level in this industry, because we can't be working in isolation of, you know, the rest of the world. So it's important to learn from experiences and sort of acquire knowledge and know-how and all this. There was another comment in relation to security and stability. So one participant noted the influence of governments at national level with regard to issues like monitoring traffic and shutting off services and all this. And the question was, you know, what can ICANN do to ensure that such incidents do not happen? Another comment was from GNSO vice chair, and he commended the work of the group, and he encouraged the group to go ahead with the implementation. He thought this was the hard part, the implementation, is the hard part, and we will be facing challenges, right, you know, getting people on board and getting people to participate and to engage in all this. Another comment from another participant regarding the business and industry and the fact that there is lack of interest from business. I'm back now. Okay, I'm gonna carry on because all this was sent in my email, so I don't want to waste more time. But there was another comment on the human rights aspect, and I saw that there was some discussion on our mailing list regarding this aspect. So that's more or less it. I mean, this is the kind of feedback we got during the session. And again, I think there are some very important, comments and questions, particularly with regard to data and statistics that we should try to include in our final version, and also in relation to the mechanism on implementation. And this is the point that we were just discussing about the list of organizations or partners. Any comments? Any questions on this item?
Behad, this is Anj. I don't want to waste a lot of time going over the human rights issue again on this call since we have discussed it over email. But very quick points. In terms of security and stability, I just read a few days ago an issue report report by the SBAC on how filtering of internet content through TLDs, second level domains, and so forth, might affect the security and stability of the DNS. I don't understand the technical aspect to it, but I'm not sure if that's what Joy was referring to during the Beijing meeting or not. But there might be a different angle to this sort of thing in terms of as opposed to shutting off the internet. I mean just filtering content using the DNS, using TLDs and second level domains and so forth. So I just think it's a good thing we got this feedback, and we should do everything we can, I suppose, to when recruiting or performing outreach to organizations, is to just try to balance out the sorts of organizations we do approach. And another point, something that I hadn't considered, but just listening to you right now.
Another point. Again, I'm sorry, I had a hard time hearing you. So again, I could hear part of what you said about, again, the human rights issues and the comment that we received and all this. But again, if there are any specific suggestions, please put them on an email. I'm going to go back to the call recording to try to get, the minutes out and all this. But if there are specific suggestions on what we could possibly include in the document on this, very issue, please just put it in an email.
Sure, sure. And just another very, very quick point. Is just because since we haven't been getting as much feedback as we would like to the strategy document, but perhaps that's one of the actual outcome metrics we could include under item one of the agenda today is maybe measuring accounting the number of feedbacks provided in public comment periods to ICANN from the region. That's it. Thanks.
Okay, I didn't get this either. So again, apologies for that. I'll try to get it from the recording. Anyone else wants to say something about feedback and comments? Okay, the last item we have on the agenda is like any other sections in the document that we need to review. Right now, we're looking into the matrix. We're looking into the sort of mechanism for implementation. We'll include, whatever comments and feedback we deem important to include. So the question is, are there other sections in the document that need to be revised in order to get the final document out in like a couple of weeks. Any dates on this item?
We do have a few more weeks before we need to. We have a few more weeks before.
I couldn't hear it. Can you say this again?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just saying we do have a few more weeks before we have to submit the final draft, right? So maybe if there are any additions.
Our deadline is May 10th. So we have almost 3 weeks to finalize the document. Right.
So maybe if there are any edits or changes that need to be made, I guess we can do this over email.
I couldn't get that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just saying if there are any changes that need to be made to the document, then we can probably do this over the mailing list. We can discuss this at length over the mailing list, I mean.
Guys, if anyone else heard that, could you maybe
That's fine. All I think Amir is saying is that we should, is there any changes that can be done over email in the meantime?
Again, I couldn't hear it. Sorry, guys. I really apologize for this call.
Let me see if you can hear me. Amir is suggesting that in the meantime, what we do is that any changes can be done over email exchange on the list.
I couldn't hear you, Zahid. I'm sorry. I have a very bad line today.
Okay.
I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry. I'm gonna end the call right now. I'm gonna go back to the call recording to try to get what you guys have said, and then we'll come back to you over email to see how we're gonna move forward on each and every item. In the meantime, if anyone has any suggestions or comments, something that you raised on this call and I couldn't get, if you don't mind sending this by email, I think that would be very helpful. And once again, apologies for the call this time. I hope next time we'll get a better, facility or a better sort of bridge. Any other comments? I hear none. Okay, thank you everyone, and talk to you soon. Take care, bye.